Welcome back to another episode of Inside the Huddle. It's AD.
I'm Kaden.
And we have a special guest here with the starting H-back.
Manny Romo.
So, obviously, this is a very big week. You know, obviously, playing Center Grove. Whenever you play Center Grove, I mean, you know, it takes all the preparation. It takes all the hours. It takes all the hard work, dedication, you know, just to beat Center Grove. And I don't really know what it's like to beat Center Grove. I haven't beat them yet in my high school career. So, what do you think, Kaden? What do you think is the key to success to beat Center Grove this year?
Most people would say discipline, right? But we're a young team, and Center Grove is going to be a relatively young team. They lost some good guys, but they're also going to have a couple good guys returning, and we have, what, four starters returning? So I think it's going to take those guys to step up, and execution, I think, is the key word.
Yeah. Manny Romo, what do you think?
I think we'll be in a good spot if we execute our plays, do our job, stay disciplined, like you said. And, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of key injuries for the Warriors this week will be J.J. Finch and also Caleb Elkins will both be out of this game. You know, obviously Alabama commit and obviously an SEC caliber player will be missing throughout this, tough battle than Center Grove. So Manny, I wanted to ask you, what are your, like, keys to preparation for the week? You know, obviously Monday through Thursday, or I could really say Saturday through Thursdays, you know, obviously film and recovery on Saturday. So what are your keys to prepping for the week?
Just studying our plays a lot, you know, going through them at practice, getting everything right, watching a lot of film, going over the film with our coaches and helping each other out if they need help, you know?
Yeah. What do you do, Caden?
Yeah, for me, I watch what film I have, you know, of punt and PAT. But other than that, it's just repetition of snaps every week, you know, going out, punt, making sure everybody's got their blocking assignments right, working on getting off the linebacker block. But other than that, you know, just mental stuff, you know, because you think too much and it becomes a mental thing. You don't do it right.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, obviously being a quarterback preparation, it's kind of a step up than from other guys. So, obviously, I'm watching 4+ hours of film every week, obviously learning the new plays, the new installs that get put into the playbook as the week continues, because obviously Center Grove, we got to need a lot of different options. So, just remember the playbook, remembering the reads, you know, just knowing what to do every single time, knowing the plays, knowing what everybody's doing, because that's pretty much the keys of being a quarterback, of, you know, being the leader. So it's really just, you know, hard work of just doing the mental side of things, as, you know, obviously film. And making sure everybody else knows what they're doing. That's pretty much my preparation of the week. So the next and final question of the episode is, what do you think Coach Witt brings to this team that obviously other coaches didn't, since, you know, Coach K was here the last couple of years that I've been here? So what do you think, Kaden, is different about Coach Witt being here?
Well, you know, obviously he brings some coaches. He brings different plays, different systems, formation, stuff like that, right? But he wants to be here, right? They hired him his first head coaching job. He wants to be here. He wants to prove something to not just us, but to the state, that he deserves this job. You know, they hired him for a reason. He's hungry. He wants to win. You know, he's got a young team this year, so he's trying to get to know the guys, because they're going to be here for a little bit. He's got a couple years with them. And, you know, honestly, I'm just a specialist player, so I think somebody like Manny, who is, you know, a position player, H-back, can answer that question better than me.
Coach Way, you know, he brings a lot of energy to the offense, you know, being an offensive coach. Last year, there wasn't much of that because Coach K was a defensive coach, so the offense didn't get as much attention as they're getting this year. And we got a lot of new offensive coaches, new O-line coach, new H-back coach, receiver coaches, just new coaches all around.
Yeah, I do agree with you there. I do agree with what you mean by, you know, the intensity with the offense. I do feel like that. It's definitely been different from Coach K, as, you know, he brought the intensity to the defense. So that probably turned out why our defense was so good. But, you know, obviously the intensity that he expects from us after, you know, just won a state with Brownsburg last year, he expects a ton from us. So I think that has helped us out in the long run. But with that being said, that's the end of this episode. So make sure you guys come out and show out to the game at 7 p.m. here at the Dub against Center Grove, 91.1 WEDM.